It's time once again for that hour of spontaneous funbustion right here on The Jason Kirkman Show, with some great music and fantastic comedy to warm the hearts of those of us who are likely to appreciate an antique store, a round piece of vinyl with only a few scratches in it, or the taste of an ice cream soda and the refreshment it brings as it clears on past the throat. Or for those of us who enjoy a good foot-tapping tune, or a tear-jerking ballad from years gone by. And you'll get all that right here on this program. I'm Jason Kirkman, your host for this hour. I'm the guy who's trying to bring back the nickel soda pop. It's not a beverage, it's a concept about the way of life we used to enjoy right here in America. So join me now as we all hop in the back of this old rusty radio flyer wagon and push ourselves down the hill of yesterday's greatness and into the playground of imagination, right here on The Jason Kirkman Show.
You ought to see my baby walking down the avenue. On and on with me, it's a beautiful sight to see. You ought to hear my loving baby whisper in my ear tender words she knows I love to hear. Man, you ought to see her walk that walk. Hear my baby when she talks that talk. My baby just walks that walk, talks that talk for me. Woo! Here she come now. Sets my soul on fire wherever she talks that talk. She's so doggone fine when she tells me she's mine, mine. I want the world to see my baby. Maybe they will understand that she's my love. I'm her loving man. Man, watch her walk that walk. Come on, baby.
That was Talk That Talk by Mr. Excitement Jackie Wilson. Here's Just a Little Too Much by Ricky Nelson.
Sometimes I think I love you, oh, just a little too much. You know you thrill me, baby, with your magic touch. That's why I want you, honey, and love you like I do. I'm gonna scream and shout it, there ain't no doubt about it. That's why I love you like I do. Well, sometimes I think you kiss me, oh, just a little too much. You drive me crazy, baby, with your magic touch. You make me feel so good when the moon is shining bright, with our lips together, and you're squeezing so tight. Well, I went steady once before. Lord, I love the girl next door. She stepped out on me, you see. Yeah, couldn't be true. I got over all of my dreams. Time went by so fast it seems. Now I know I'll never get over you. All right. Why I want you, honey, and love you like I do. I'm gonna scream and shout it. There ain't no doubt about it. That's why I love you like I do.
Like I do.
Yeah. That's why I love you like I do.
Like I do.
Some folks who say they aim to please definitely need some target practice.
When I was broke and blue,
I gave advice to you.
Ah, you're a true blue friend. You helped me pay my rent.
I charge you 10%.
That's what I call a real good friend. When I was sick old scout, you took my girlfriend out.
On me you can depend.
Oh, what a pal you were.
I even married her.
You're a real good friend.
All the best, boy.
Here's a cigar or two.
That's mighty nice of you. You're a real good friend.
But don't stand too close to me. It might go off, you see.
You're a real good friend.
I borrowed your car last night.
You brought it back all right, smashed from end to end.
I may have had a crash, but I filled it up with gas.
You're a real good friend.
You can't beat me, boy. I told some folks the facts about your income tax.
Now, you're a real good friend. But who did you tell it to?
Internal Revenue.
Now, you're a real good friend. If I should ever be governor of Tennessee, I'll prove my friendship then.
Oh, what will you do for me?
Dog catcher, you will be.
You're a real good friend. I recorded a song you wrote. I sang it note for note.
Well, thanks, my real good friend.
I think it will be a hit, so I put my name on it.
Now, you're a real good friend. Let's sing a sweet duet. We'll make a team, I bet. Let our voices blend. I'll sing the melody.
I'll sing the harmony.
'Cause we're both real good friends.
That was You're a Real Good Friend by Red Foley and Ernest Tubb. Here's Find Another Girl by Jerry Butler.
Find yourself another girl who will love you true, true, true. Find yourself another girl. Save her love and kisses just for you. Save her love and kisses just for you. Well, the very first time I fell in love, got my heart broken there. People would say when I passed their way, there's a hurt young man going there, going there. An unhappy lad going there. Well, one day my mother called me to her side. Son, why are you so blue? Mother, I've lost the girl that I love. Why don't you tell me what to do? Mother, won't you tell me what to do? Well, she said, find yourself another girl who will love you, choo, choo, choo. Find yourself another girl. Save her love and kisses just for you. Ooh, save her love and kisses just for you. I can imagine how you feel, my son, but throw it out of your mind. I'm gonna tell you kinda truthfully, true love is hard to find sometimes. it's kinda hard to find. But forget about that girl that broke your heart and try to start anew. For if there was a guy for her, there's got to be a girl somewhere for you. Got to be a girl somewhere for you. You just go on and find yourself another girl who will love you a true, true, true. Find yourself another girl. Save her love and kisses just for you. Save all her love for nobody but you. Well, woo, woo, another love.
Everything has its beauty, but not everyone can see it. You're listening to The Jason Kirtman Show.
You don't have to be a baby to cry. All you is for love to go wrong. You don't have to be a baby to cry or to lie awake the whole night long. When you my golden rainbow disappears, then you leave me a broken heart that's full of tears. These ain't raindrops in my eyes. Why should I lie? You don't have to be a baby, baby, to cry. When you leave me my golden rainbow disappears, then you leave me a broken heart.
That was Tennessee Ernie Ford with You Don't Have to Be a Baby to Cry. Here's Roy Clark with a couple of jokes, and Thank God and Greyhound, You're Gone.
I appreciate it immensely. Don't waste it. I'll need every drop before we get through. But I want you to know you're right. That's like warm hands on a cold morning, if you're a cow. Feels good. Or if you've hung around many cows, you know. Feels good. And I have hung around a lot of cows. And I know. Feels good. I wished I could continue in that happy vein, but I believe I just used it all up. I'd like to do something serious, and I know that that probably comes as a shock to a lot of you folks that I ever get serious. I've laughed and kidded around all my life to the point that nobody ever takes me serious. And after all that time, it's beginning to get under my skin. About the time that a few folks were beginning to pay a little bit of attention and back up and say, wait a minute, maybe he's saying something. Along came Hee-Haw. That set me back. It also set me up. Blessed are those that receive. I was down to my last can of Vienna sausage when Hee-Haw came along. Now, I love Vienna sausage, but every now and then a choice is nice. That brings me up to this song that I'm about to do. It's a very serious song, especially to me. It has a mighty message. I often refer to it simply as my Eminem song. For a mighty message. Guaranteed not to melt in your hand. I've made a small fortune, and you've squandered it all. You've shamed me till I feel about 1 inch tall. But I thought that I loved you, and I hoped you would change. So I gritted my teeth and didn't complain. And now you come to me with a simple goodbye. You tell me you're leaving, but you won't tell me why. Now we're here at the station, and you're getting on, and all I can think of is thank God in Greyhound you're gone. Thank God in Greyhound you're gone. And that load on my mind got lighter when you got on. But that shiny old bus is a beautiful sight, with the black smoke rolling up around the taillights. It may sound kind of cruel, but I've been silent too long. Thank God in Greyhound you're gone. But in Greyhound you're gone. I didn't know how much longer I could go on. Watching you take the respect out of me, watching you make a total wreck out of me. That big diesel motor is playing my song. Thank God in Greyhound you're gone. I got a real nice letter a while back from a bunch of Continental Trailways drivers that said they were taking up a collection to bring her back. And with my luck, they'll make it.
A generation ago, most men who finished a day's work needed rest. It seems now they need exercise.
Tells me I'm not the same. in every way.
That was Dean Martin with Since I Met Your Baby. Here's Pat Boone with Speedy Gonzales.
It was a moonlit night in old Mexico. I walked alone between some old adobe haciendas when suddenly I heard the plaintive cry of a young Mexican girl.
La, la, la.
Better come home, Speedy Gonzales, away from Tannery Row. Stop all of your drinking with that boozy name Flo. Come on home to your adobe and slap some mud on the wall. The roof is leaking like a strainer. There's loads of roaches in the hall.
La, 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 la.
Speedy Gonzales. Why don't you come home, Speedy Gonzales? How come you leave me all alone?
Hey, Rosita, I have to go shopping downtown for my mother. She needs some tortillas and chili peppers.
Your dog is gonna have a puppy, and we're running out of coke. No enchiladas in the icebox, and the television's broke. I saw some lipstick on your sweatshirt, I smelled some perfume in your ear. Well, if you're gonna keep on messing, don't bring your business back a here.
Speedy Gonzales,
why don't you come home? Speedy Gonzales, how come you leave me all alone?
Hey, Rosita, come quick. Down at the cantina, they're giving green stamps with tequila.
La, la, la.
Here's Tennessee Ernie Ford with a song I learned in the fifth grade, Goober Peas.
Sitting by the roadside on a summer's day, chatting with my messmates, passing time away. Lying in the shadow underneath the trees, goodness how delicious, eating goober peas. Peas, 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 eating goober peas. Peas, 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 eating goober peas. Goodness how delicious, eating goober peas. Peas, 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 delicious goober peas. When a horseman passes, the soldiers have a rule to cry out at their loudest, "Mister, here's your mule." But another pleasure that's enchantinger than these is wearing out your grinders, eating goober peas. Peas, 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 eating goober peas. Peas, 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 eating goober peas. Goodness how delicious, eating goober peas. Peas, 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 delicious goober peas. Just before the battle, the general hears a row. He says, "The Yanks are coming, I can hear them now." He turns around in wonder, and what do you think he sees? The Georgia militia eating goober peas. Peas, 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 eating goober peas. Peas, 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 eating goober peas. Goodness how delicious, eating goober peas.
goober peas. Peas, 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 delicious goober peas. I think my song has lasted almost long enough. The subject's interesting, but rhymes are mighty rough. I wish this war was over, when free from rags and fleas, we'd kiss our wives and sweethearts and gobble goober peas. Peas, 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 eating goober peas. Peas, 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 eating goober peas. Goodness, how delicious, eating goober peas. Peas, 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 delicious goober peas.
You're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show. I'm Jason Kirkman, and I'd like to remind you that the most important thing you can do all week is to set aside time to spend with your family and make some special memories that will last for years to come.
I know you told me such a long time ago that you didn't want me. You didn't love me no more. I wanna know, oh, what makes me be. Do you believe me, child, I'm a fool for you? Oh, just about to break a day. Reach over and feel a pillow, mm-hmm, where your baby used to lay. Then you put on your crown, like you never cried before. Oh Lord, yeah, you leave it crying so loud. You'll give the blues to your neighbor next door. Ever since you were 5 years old, baby, I've been a fool for you, little girl. Way down in my soul, I'm a little fool for you. So I know it's something.
That was Ray Charles with Fool for You. Here's Jeannie Robertson talking about her husband, whom she affectionately calls Left Brain, and the intruder.
Left Brain also, I believe, is not hearing as well as he used to. In the last tape, I talked about this extensively, so I will not go on and on about it. But let's just suffice to say that I am 63 years old. No. Now, you are supposed to know. No, not good enough. Not good enough if not preceded with a gasp. So let's try it again, and you people in the balcony too. I am 63 years old. Thank you. Thank you so much. I lie in the bed at night and I hear myself wrinkling. It'll wake you up. And some of you have heard it and you know who you are. And she looked at you. Did you know that? She looked right at you the whole time. But Left Brain lies in the bed at night and he doesn't hear a thing. And I keep telling him, get your hearing checked. And finally he did. I went away on an 8-day speaking trip. That's a long time, isn't it, for a speaker to go away for 8 days? And what this means is I left him 8 days in our house tinkering around and doing whatever it is Left Brain people do in their house when they're there by themselves for 8 days. And I came home and he was watching a ball game in the bed, and we have a long bedroom. I said, honey, I normally watch a game, but I'm so tired I'm going on to sleep. Got in the bed, right before I closed my eyes, I looked down, and at the far end of our bedroom was a new black circle thing in the ceiling. I said, what has he put up down there? How did you put up a new smoke alarm while I was gone? No, I didn't. Did you see that rebound? No, I didn't see the rebound. Did you put in a new sprinkler system? No, honey, I didn't put anything in the house while you were gone. Oh, that's funny. You know, we've been living here 30 years, and I never have noticed that black circle in the center of the room down there. He looked, and he finally turned that television off. And after a few seconds, he said, something's in the house. And we got out of bed and went down there. And in the absolute center of our bedroom ceiling, you couldn't have measured it and put it any better, was a black circle. And it hit us at the same time. It was a bat. Not hanging down like they are supposed to do in all the pictures. This thing was spread out in a perfect circle. Now, I know there are those in here who at that point would pull out a gun and start firing into your ceiling till you kill that thing and blew your whole ceiling off. And there are others of you who would go to the bed and pull out all that stuff you got to clobber, whatever it is you're going to hit when it comes in, a baseball bat, and knock holes all in the ceiling. But we are not gun people. We are broom people. There's a bird on the porch. Get the broom. The washing machine's overflowed, water's everywhere. Get the broom and sweep it out. Somebody's broken in. You trip him with the broom, I'll hit him with a dustpan. So in just a few minutes, Left Brain was back. He had the broom in one hand, and he had the dustpan in the other hand. Now, it is important for you to know that when we go to sleep in our home, we are not Victoria's Secret people. There is not a thong in our house. You don't even know what I'm talking about, do you? You thought I said there is not a song in our house. And right here behind you thinks we're talking about flip-flops. My last birthday, Left Brain went to Victoria's Secret to get me something. Somebody told him they had pretty things. And I wasn't there, but the clerks told me later, a young woman came out and she held up something and shook it in front of him. He backed up. They said, would your wife like to sleep in this? Left Brain said, she might if she can keep on her socks. He brought something home that had strings and cords and stuff on it, and I couldn't get in it. And then I finally got in it. I couldn't get out of it. I thought I was playing cowboys tied up in Graham, North Carolina as a child. Come and get me. Help, I'm over here. I took it back the next day and I traded it in on hand lotion. So there he was, with the broom in one hand and the dustpan in the other hand. He had on a white t-shirt, white boxer shorts, and black socks. I had on white socks and a long flannel gown from the Tall Girl shop. It had purple flowers all over. First night I wore it, left brain rolled over and saw it and thought he had passed. He said, "Get back, honey. I'm going to swat this thing off the ceiling." You know, we all have hundreds of things, thousands maybe, hidden in our brains. We don't know they're there till we need them. Like, don't wear white shoes after Labor Day. And when he said, "Get back, I'm going to swat this bat off the ceiling," a line from my favorite television show, the greatest one ever produced, the Andy Griffith Show, came rolling forth. Oh, it's the best one. And I started paraphrasing Barney Fife. And I said, "Don't swat at that bat, it's liable to come down here and get in my hair and lay eggs." And that's what got him to get his hearing checked. He said, "That's the silliest thing I have ever heard you say. It can't get to the eggs if you don't open the refrigerator door."
I'd like to thank you all for listening to the Jason Kirkman Show this hour, and I'd especially like to thank the stations that carry the program. I'd like to thank 88.9 FM KHII out of Cloudcroft, New Mexico, our anchor station, and 97.5 FM out of Alamogordo, New Mexico, our anchor station, as well as the Leading Edge Radio Network in Dallas, Texas. I'd also like to thank Oldies Radio 104.3, WVPV West Virginia's Proud Veterans, proud to be first in Ritchie County out of Cairo, West Virginia, and AM 1290 out of Vancouver, Washington. I'd like to thank OldiesRadio88.com and RememberWhenRadio.com, as well as Hawaiian Pacific Radio. And then there's Q-Star Radio and KLWS Radio 107.3 FM out of Occidental, California, and WYAP 107.7 FM out of Clay, West Virginia. I'd like to thank AM 1700 Radio Richmond out of San Francisco, California, and AM 520 The Loop out of Ringgold, Georgia, and 88.1 WCPR also out of Ringgold, Georgia. I'd also like to thank Andrews Community Radio out of Andrews, North Carolina, The Music Player yesterday out of the United Kingdom. And I would like to invite you, the listener, to check out all of the stations that carry The Jason Kirkman Show by going to jasonkirkman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. Check out all of the websites. They're listed at the upper left-hand side of the homepage. While you're there, check out my blog and sign my guest book or shoot me an email and let me know how much you're enjoying The Jason Kirkman Show.
Come in! Well, 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 look who's here! I haven't seen you in many a year. If I knew you were coming, I'd bake a cake, bake a cake, bake a cake. If I knew you were coming, I'd bake a cake. Hatchy-do, hatchy-do, hatchy-do. Had you dropped me a letter, I'd have hired a band, grandest band in the land. Had you dropped me a letter, I'd have hired a band and spread the welcome mat for you. Oh, I don't know where you came from, 'cause I don't know where you've been, but it really doesn't matter. Grab a chair and fill your platter and dig, dig, dig right in. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake, hired a band. Goodness sake, if I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. Hatchy-do, hatchy-do, hatchy-do. Had you dropped me a letter, I'd have hired a band, spread the welcome out. I don't know where you came from, 'cause I don't know where you've been. But it really doesn't matter, grab a chair and fill your platter and dig, dig, dig right in. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake, hired a band, goodness sake. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. How'd you do? How'd you do?
That was Eileen Barton with If I Knew You Were Coming, I'd Have Baked a Cake. Here's Red Foley singing that old ballad, Old Shep.
When I was a lad and old Shep was a pup, o'er hills and meadows we'd stray. Just a boy and his dog, we were both full of fun. We grew up together that way. I remember the time at the old swimming hole, when I would have drowned beyond doubt. Shep was right there, to the rescue he came. He jumped in and helped pull me out. So the years sped along, and at last he grew old. His eyesight was fast growing dim. Then one day the doctor looked at me and said, I can't do no more for him, Jim. With a hand that was trembling, I picked up my gun. I aimed it at Shep's faithful head. I just couldn't do it, I wanted to run, and I wished that they'd shoot me instead. I went to his side and I sat on the ground. He laid his head on my knee. I stroked the best pal that a man ever found. I cried so I scarcely could see. Old Sheppy, he knew he was going to go, for he reached out and licked at my hand. He looked up at me just as much as to say, we're parting, but you understand. Now old Shep is gone where the good doggies go, and no more with old Shep will I roam. But if dogs have a heaven, there's one thing I know, old Shep has a wonderful home.
Time may be a great healer, but it certainly is no beautician.
I hear something saying, that's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they're saying, ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, ah.
Well, don't you know?
That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they work so hard till the sun is going down. Working on the highways and byways and wearing a frown. You hear them moaning their lives away, then you hear somebody say, that's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. Can't you hear them saying, I'm going home one of these days. I'm going home, see my woman whom I love so dear. But meanwhile, I've got to work right here. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they're saying, my work is so hard, give me water, I'm thirsty, my work is so hard, whoa, my work is so hard.
I think I'll have an omelet. A crash of three tractor trailers on Interstate 24 near Chattanooga, Tennessee, left a pileup of one truck's load of eggs, another's pallets of cheese, and the other's boxes of meat. Pass the hot sauce, please.
Hi, Jason. Michael Cinnaberry, listening to your program, enjoying your program. Songs that I haven't heard for years that all bring back good memories. It's a pleasure to be able to tune in every week and just enjoy a little bit of life.
Seven.
Earlier, that was Chain Gang by Sam Cooke, and then Old Time Rock and Roll by Bob Seger. Here's She's Not You by Elvis Presley.
Her hair is soft and her eyes are oh so blue. She's all the things a girl should be, but she's not you. She knows just how to make me laugh when I feel blue. She's everything a man could want, but she's not you. And when we're dancing, it almost feels the same. I gotta stop myself from whispering your name. She even kisses me like you used to do, and it's just breaking my heart, 'cause she's not you. It's just breaking my heart, 'cause she's not you. And when we're dancing, it almost feels the same. I've gotta stop myself from whispering your name. She even kisses me like you used to do, and it's just breaking my heart, 'cause she's not you. And it's just breaking my heart, 'cause she's not you.
I'm bringing back the nickel soda pop. It's not a beverage, it's a concept about the way of life we used to enjoy right here in America. I'm going to leave you with one great piece of music before we leave. Phil Harris and his song entitled There's a Lot More Laying Down. It's truly something to think about. Make the most of your days, make the most of your hours, and make the most of the time that you spend with your family. Think about this song, and I'll see you next time right here on The Jason Kirtman Show. Check out the website, jasonkirtman.com, C-U-R-T-M-A-N.
There's a lot more laying down than there is up walking around. There's a lot more folks asleep than there is out of gadding the streets. For every day we live and breathe, you'll spend 100 years 6 feet deep. But there's a lot more laying down than there is up walking around. Now some folks never go to church and laugh at folks that do. They tell you that they're living right, they live the golden rule. But let me tell you something, son, you'll never pass that gate. You better make it right with the law tonight. Don't gamble or hesitate, 'cause there's a lot more laying down than there is up walking around. There's a lot more folks asleep than there is out again the streets. For every day we live and breathe, you spend 100 years 6 feet deep. 'Cause there's a lot more laying down than there is up walking around. Now I know a man, a very fine man, who likes to make it known that he never drinks or beats his wife and claims a heavenly home. But when they pass that plate around, he drops a nickel in. Well, that nickel won't buy no home on high. It makes the devil say amen.
Well, there's a lot more laying down than there is up walking around. There's a lot more folks asleep than there is out of gadding the streets. For every day you live and breathe, you spend 100 years 6 feet deep. There's a lot more laying down,
way down
than there is up walking around.
Lot more laying down than there is up walking around. There's a lot more folks asleep than there is out getting the street. For every day we live and breathe, we spend 100 years 6 feet deep. There's a lot more laying down.